Welcome back. Now, the Competition Commission's data services market inquiry kicked off today in a bid to understand the general state of competition in the data services sector. This comes after the Data Must Fall movement, which was started in 2016. The movement gained steam last year, and thus far the inquiry says that there may be features in the market that may prevent or restrict competition. Panel member and head of the inquiry's technical team, Jason Aprosky, joins us on the line with his take on what's being put on the table today. Thanks so much, Jason, for your time this evening. So we've had some of the consumer rights groups kick things off today, calling for the Competition Commission's intervention to mediate on high data costs in South Africa. Overall, your sense of day one and the more significant items that were brought to your attention?
Hi, yes, good evening. I think day one was a great start for the hearings. As you mentioned, the majority of the participants today were consumer rights groups and NGOs, and the real focus of their submissions was the higher data prices or affected data prices that poor consumers and low-income consumers and low-volume consumers face in our country, and the quite large differences in prices between effectively what the rich face versus the poor. And I think what was useful in terms of the public hearing scenarios, some of the participants and stakeholders bringing very personal stories or ad hoc stories of our family members or community members have suffered or struggled to connect with communities and family because of data costs.
On the back of that, Jason, we've had one advocacy group suggest that everyone should get, free basic amount of airtime and data in the same way that we have free basic water and electricity. Is that viable for, where from August, even free basic water to certain wealth groups have come to an end?
It's difficult to say at this stage. It's a proposal that we have to consider in more detail. And certainly there is some merit to it. But as you point out, there will be questions of cost and who affords it. Do the operators pay for it? Does government fund the operators to do it? And there's also a question of impact. Will it do enough? Is it the right strategy to address what's going on? But it was brought up in a couple of presentations today, and it certainly certainly was persuasive. Some of the presentations today were likening data costs to a human right because it's so important to data, and access to data is important to get to things like education and health. And so many government services now have an online element to them. So it's definitely something we have to consider in detail, but whether it's affordable or how that is implemented is something we have to look into more deeply.
Absolutely. Well, pointing to that affordability, what's been emphasized is that South Africa has one of the most expensive data prices in the world, even when adjusted for a cost of living. So what are some of the factors that are leading to the high prices that we are experiencing in South Africa right now? And I know that you are still in a discovery phase at this stage, but there must be clear contributors at this point already.
Yes, so you're right. It's difficult for me to say anything conclusive here since we are still in an investigation phase or an evidence gathering phase. But in terms of submissions, I could almost summarize the various potential causes. But on one hand, you've got potential competition issues. So particularly in mobile, some submissions we've received saying that the competition or level of competition in mobile is insufficient, leading to higher prices. But we've also got lots of submissions around things that are impacting on the cost side. So things like exchange rates, the spectrum issue, which is one of the biggest issues, and I think there's a lot of agreement across stakeholders that the allocation of spectrum could lead to lower prices. And then there are a lot of issues around the regulatory aspects of access to facilities and a number of things that fall into the regulatory and legislative sphere.
I want to hone in on that space in particular, Jason, where systemic failures of policy and implementation by government has been highlighted. What muscle or line of communication do you have to government to inform some of that direction moving forward?
Yes, so we've had interaction with both the Department of Telecommunications and Postal Services as well as the regulator, which is ICASA, and we are working with them and will be working with in this because for the main reason that our recommendations were largely recommendations for those two departments, or the department and the regulator, to implement. So they are two parties that we are working with and and partnering within this. You know, if we go ahead and do work that either is not, either they don't disagree with or we haven't got their buy-in, then it may not have as much impact as it could. So a big part of our process is to work with them and to come to a common view with them.
I know with this process being, at infancy stage at this point, this is very speculative, but if it is anti-competitive behavior that is pointed to at the end of the day, Jason, what role or, you know, what can ICASA do when it comes to actually regulating the cost of airtime, but also, I guess, the quality of service at the end of the day?
Sure. ICASA does have options within its legislation. They have to go through some steps first in terms of assessing markets and doing market reviews. And once they get to the point where they can prioritize that market, they do have the power to regulate it, similar to what they've done with the mobile termination rate hearings recently. There's also the option of the Competition Commission itself, which can also investigate conduct. So perhaps it's an abuse of dominance or something like that or something else. The Competition Commission has the power to use the information gathered through the inquiry to initiate an investigation.
Well, let's leave it there, Jason. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening, and that on day one of the inquiry. Jason Oprosky is head of the Competition Commission's technical team on the Data Services Market Inquiry.